Live toll-free number, 800-259-9231. As we launch into hour number three, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free, so do enjoy those. They're on us at freetalklive.com. Coming up, a story about hemp and permits. Permits to grow hemp. And speaking of permits, though, I want to go somewhere else beforehand and talk about Washington State and some of the silly rules that they have. Way too many rules, in my opinion, for certain optometrists, certain doctors. According to Eugene Volokh, does your love life comply with state regulations, opticians? You might be surprised. Say you live in Washington State and you find yourself getting to know and becoming attracted to your dental hygienist, or for that matter, your optician. That's the person who fits your eyeglasses based on the prescription provided by your optometrist. You're interested in a romantic relationship, a sexual relationship, perhaps even marriage. You're both consenting adults, you think, right? You have a right to marry and even a right to have sex, or so you think. But the Washington authorities don't seem to think so. Let's see how some new Washington regulations treat this situation. Under Washington Administrative Code 24616020, your dental hygienist and your optician are, quote, health care providers.
Okay.
This means that under Washington Administrative Code 24616100, they, quote, shall not engage or attempt to engage in sexual misconduct with a current patient. Oh, so you're saying to yourself, sexual misconduct. I mean, that's inappropriate touching. That's, rape. That's bad, naughty things. Well, actually, sexual misconduct, according to the law, includes, quote, but is not limited to sex, kissing, hugging, of a romantic nature, suggesting or discussing the possibility of a dating, sexual, or romantic relationship after the professional relationship ends, terminating a professional relationship for the purpose of dating or pursuing a romantic or sexual relationship.
You can't even suggest that the relationship continue after the professional relationship ends?
No, sir.
Now, how do you talk to this person?
You do not.
Suppose I think that I'm a dental hygienist, and I'm straight, and I think that this woman that I've seen in the chair is the loveliest,
most beautiful
thing.
Lady you've
and
ever seen.
I've talked to her on a couple of occasions. As a matter of fact, she has a relationship with the doctor as far as economically mm-hmm. goes. I just do the service, and I say,
you hit it off with
I'd
her.
Really like to date you sometime. As a matter of fact, I've asked my dental hygienist out on a date in the past.
Well, it's a good thing you don't live in Washington State, because there you can't. Making statements regarding the patient's body, appearance, sexual history, or sexual orientation other than for legitimate health care purposes, among many other things. Okay, you say, no problem. You could just switch to a different dental hygienist or optician and then start dating, right?
Right.
There's conflict of interest no longer there, apparently. But perhaps banning optician-client relationships is going a bit far, but it's hardly a big burden on people's romantic, sexual, or marital choices. No dice! Subsection 3 of the provision states that, quote, a healthcare provider shall not engage or attempt to engage in any of these activities, quote, with a former patient, client, or key party within 2 years after the provider-patient-client relationship ends.
This is ridiculous.
Now,
what could
years,
have possibly happened to spur this loss, this legislation?
I have no idea, but 2 years isn't a short time.
No.
If you do want to date your former dental
whatever
hygienist,
spark was there is gone.
Yeah. If you do want to date your former dental hygienist or optician, you can't even kiss her until 2 years after you leave her practice. Or to be precise, you can kiss her, and she can kiss you back if she's willing to risk professional discipline and possibly loss of her livelihood, a pretty serious burden.
Oh, yeah.
But wait, there's more. Maybe before you leave and wait the 2 years, you ought to get a sense of whether she's even interested, right? I mean, why bother breaking off the business relationship if there's not even a chance that you're going to have something 2 years down the line? Except that even if you ask whether she's potentially interested, her answer has to be, I'm sorry, but I can't discuss the possibility of a relationship after the professional relationship ends.
Yeah, that has to be it. This is ridiculous. This is just another way to turn people into criminals. These are bad laws. We should not be doing this to the American people. We should not be doing this to the citizens of the Washington State. I can't imagine why they would do this. I'm sorry. I mean, if they want to get in a relationship, they're two consenting adults. Really, they can handle it.
I don't understand it either, and if you have some idea as to why these regulations exist, I'd love to hear from you at 800-259-9231.
And at the very least, if these regulations should exist, they should exist from whatever board or panel, is like the AMA or something.
Right.
They shouldn't come from the government.
Professional business regulations.
Right. It makes sense to me that the Association of Psychologists or whatever that might be, I don't know, might say, as this
don't
is
date
a rule,
your patients.
You're not allowed to date your patients.
But I cannot see. A hygienist, an optician?
A doctor? I don't care if it's your gynecologist.
Right.
You should be able to date them. This is not a relationship that has to do with their mind. You're not screwing with them.
Of course, the restriction does end 2 years after the professional relationship ends. So 2 years after switching dental hygienists or opticians, you can call up the person and say, hey, so-and-so, remember me from 2 years ago?
No.
I only stopped coming to your office so that I could wait 2 years and then ask you out. So, are you interested?
No.
At that point, she can start a relationship with you or say, oh, sorry you had to stay away for 2 years, but I don't think it would work out between us. Actually, can she start a relationship with you even 2 years later? Well, not if, A, there's significant likelihood that the patient will seek or require additional services from the healthcare provider, or B, there's an imbalance of power, influence, opportunity, and or special knowledge of the professional relationship. How should the hygienist or optician think this through? Let's skip item A, even though that's troublesome enough, and instead consider item B. Is there an imbalance of power, influence, opportunity, and or special knowledge of the professional relationship? It's hard to grasp what special knowledge of the professional relationship means, but if the question is whether there's an imbalance of special knowledge, the answer would likely have to be yes. All professionals, including dental hygienists and opticians, have special knowledge that others don't have. And what about influence or opportunity? Say the optician is a relatively well-paid small businessman and you're poorer or less well-educated. The optician may well have more influence and opportunity than you do. He may not have nearly enough to threaten you or coerce you, but that's not the test. The question is just whether there's an imbalance of influence or opportunity. This is, it's like the prince and the pauper here.
Many people move up in society, in economic strata, by marrying above themselves.
Moving up, yes.
As far as economic station, they may very well be marrying down in, moral station, but who knows? I mean, those are the choices that people make, and that's a way that people move up. And people have been trading beauty for money for a long time
in
the marriage
arena. Not in Washington State. Does an optician making a comfortable living have influence and opportunity that's balanced with someone who, say, is working as a waitress for minimum wage? Probably not. And if that's so, then that means the optician and waitress can't date even after the 2 years have passed.
Hmm.
Of course, maybe the rule's meant to capture something less than all imbalance of power, influence, opportunity, and special knowledge. Perhaps eventually it'll be interpreted more narrowly than it seems to be written. But in the meantime, the optician or hygienist who's contemplating whether to have the relationship with you risks losing his livelihood should he guess wrong about the law, what the law means. More, the rule applies not just to relationships with clients, but also with any key party, which includes immediate family members and others who would be reasonably expected to play a significant role in the healthcare decisions of the patient or client, and includes but is not limited to the spouse, domestic partner, sibling, parent, child, guardian, and person authorized to make healthcare decisions of the parent or client. Say you're a single doctor. You get to know your patient, and through the patient, you get to know the patient's sister, whom you find yourself romantically interested in. Can you ask her out? Either while you're seeing the patient or for 2 years afterwards?
Makes sense.
Well, if...
you don't have a relationship with them.
If who would be reasonably expected applies only to others and not to immediate family members, then immediate family members are off limits to you, period. No matter what, whether they play a role in the patient's healthcare decisions. But say that even that the key party includes only those immediate family members who would be reasonably expected to play a significant role in the patient's healthcare decisions. And say that the patient's sister is herself a doctor or nurse. The patient's sister would surely be reasonably expected to play a significant role in the healthcare decisions of the patient. People routinely rely on medically trained family members' advice in making healthcare decisions. So, no dice with the patient's sister. You can't marry her. You can't have sex with her. You can't ask her on a date. You can't even say she looks nice. You can't do this while you treat the patient. You can't do it for 2 years afterwards. You can't even do it 2 years afterwards if there's an imbalance of power, influence, opportunity, and or special knowledge of the professional relationship. How micromanaged can our lives get?
Government is truly governing
1-800-259-9231. Your show, you take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net. Toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site there are completely free, so do enjoy those. They are on us. and that does include archives. An entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. Enjoy them on us at freetalklive.com. And what's your liberty issue? Is it the war on drugs? Well, register now for the February of 2007 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Speakers to include Jack Cole, Executive Director of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, as well as Rob Campia, the Executive Director of the Marijuana Policy Project, and New Hampshire residents who are working to end the war on drugs. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum for more information and to get registered. That's FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. Get registered as soon as possible. The hotel rooms are selling out. It's not completely sold out yet, but could happen at any time because the John Stossel portion of the event has sold out. So, I mean, it's just going to be a matter of time now. And we're at 2 weeks out, Mark.
Yeah.
T-minus 2 weeks and counting.
It's really soon. I can't wait. I can't wait to be there.
It's going to be really exciting. We're looking forward to meeting a lot of you there and a lot of other really important liberty-oriented personalities going to be in attendance. It is going to be, I think, the biggest liberty-oriented event of the year, if not the entire...
Ever.
Yes, in the entire history of the pro-liberty movement. So, as we go to the phones, to the fun, let's talk to Jason in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Jason.
Hello.
Hi, what's on your mind?
Yeah, look, I just got a very strange call.
Okay.
It could be from a bill collection agency. I don't know. But I've been a listener to the Alex Jones Show
for
the last 4 months.
Okay, so?
All right. Okay?
Yeah, so what?
And I ordered Newswatch magazine about 2 months ago. I got my first issue just a few weeks ago, which was... It was very interesting. I'm wondering, since I got this very strange call, if, in fact, the reason why I didn't get this call was because I ordered this magazine.
Well, what was the call?
Well, it was from a group from Waterloo, Iowa, called the CBE Group.
CBE.
Yeah, and they wouldn't tell me what it was all about, except they were trying to find a former neighbor of mine whom I never heard of.
Mm-hmm.
They gave me what I thought was a bogus name and a bogus address, but it was real close to where I used to live.
Okay, where you used to live.
Yeah, well, I live in an apartment complex, and they said they were looking for this person by this particular name.
Mm-hmm.
And... they gave me an apartment number, and there was no apartment number. So I called them back.
They gave you an apartment number, but there wasn't an apartment number? I don't understand.
Well, there's only 4 apartments in each building.
Okay.
And...
so they gave you a bogus apartment number?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. And I was very suspicious at that point right there. And I asked them, what is this all about?
Okay.
And,
fair question.
They gave me a big runaround because I asked them the question because I was so suspicious.
Uh-huh.
And so we ended up hanging up, and I called them back again. And
You called them back. Why did you hang up? I mean, why did you end the call?
Well, because I wasn't getting anywhere with these people.
Okay.
They didn't tell you what they wanted.
They just said they wanted information on somebody that used to live nearby you?
That's correct.
Uh-huh. So maybe it was like a private investigative firm, and they were just looking for information on somebody that a client was investigating.
Well, it could have been, except for the fact that I called information, telephone information, and they have no record of any person by that name living at that particular address.
Why would they give you that information?
Huh?
Why would they give you that information? That seems like it might be
private information.
I called telephone information. I picked up the phone and I dialed 411.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that you can't call 411 and ask who's lived at every address.
No, I just asked them if they had any person by that name registered in this geographic area.
Right. Okay. You can do that.
I see.
Yeah, nothing. Period.
All right.
Well, it does sound a little weird. I don't know if the Illuminati's hunting you down though.
Well, I understand. I realize this, And
so what?
Why
were you calling? Why were you calling Free Talk Live tonight? Just because you just wanted to share the story, or what?
I wanted to ask, but I didn't really even want to get on the air because I didn't want to discourage anybody else from calling in for Newswatch magazine. I just wanted.
I don't
to
even
ask
know what that is,
else
sir.
Had the same problem.
Yeah, I don't know anything about Newswatch magazine.
I never heard of the magazine, and I think that you're putting one and two together, and you're getting five, and it doesn't really. I think you just got a strange phone call, and you're really overreacting to it.
Well, it could very well be.
Yeah,
it could be.
Do you have anything to do with the Alex Jones show?
No, we just happen to be on the same network. That's all.
Okay, well, that explains it, I guess.
If it's explained to you, then awesome.
People back and ask them.
Well, good luck, sir, and thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Wow. Okay.
Well, he got a scary phone call, and you know he's a little concerned about it, and you know perhaps he felt like Alex Jones would have some ideas.
Alex, save me! Alex, save me from the strange phone calls.
Yeah, well, I just don't know.
All righty, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, and yes, you can literally bring up anything. Let's go to the hemp story, Mark. Something about hemp permits being given out for the very first time, perhaps since, well, the abolishment of legalization of hemp, or the abolishment of the legal status of hemp. Apparently, North Dakota is the state where this is going on.
That's right, Bismarck, North Dakota, Associated Press. North Dakota issued the nation's first licenses to grow industrial hemp Tuesday to two farmers who still must meet federal requirements before they can plant the crop. The farmers must get approved from the Drug Enforcement Administration, which treats hemp much the way that it treats marijuana and has not allowed commercial hemp production, but has said that it would consider applications to grow it.
Oh, whoopee.
Well, considering it is better than not considering it.
I suppose.
I mean, I'm sure that they would say, we would not consider an application to grow poppy seeds, or poppies, or whatever they make heroin out of. I guess I don't know everything.
Opium.
Marijuana plants, whatever.
Yeah,
I'm sure that they wouldn't say that, so they would consider this. It seems like chances are better.
So it's moving in the right direction, at least.
Hemp is a cousin of marijuana that contains trace amounts of the chemical that causes marijuana high, though hemp does not produce the same effects. The sturdy, fibrous plant is used to make an assortment of products, including paper, rope, clothing, and cosmetics. Industrial hemp cultivation is legal in Canada and other countries, but is banned in the United States. Law enforcement officials worry that industrial hemp can shield the growing of marijuana, although hemp supporters say that the fear is unfounded. North Dakota Agricultural Department approved
rules.
Yeah,
it's unfounded, because who the heck would want to grow marijuana in the middle of a field of hemp?
That, well,
they would get the worst pot ever.
You would have then a field of hemp very shortly.
Right.
It
would get pollinated, and
that's it. I mean, the marijuana would be ruined.
Because there's a male and there's a female version of the plant, and blah, blah, blah. We'll get into the detail here in a moment. 800-259-9231. There's more about the story?
Not really much more. The first few lines says it all.
Okay.
I mean, there is stuff, but...
All right. There's more also on the way about kooks. Crazy kooks. We'll talk about them. Your calls as well about anything. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. The packet8.net toll free line for you. It is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves and bring up anything.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage. from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. You get to bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's the Packet8.net toll-free line. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free. And that does include the updates. Updates.freetalklive.com. Get you signed up. That's updates.freetalklive.com. To get on the list, to get clued in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show.
Is there a young person that's important to you? Give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton shows kids how to grow up financially free, save early and often, and how to develop passive income streams, the key to financial freedom. The average college student graduates with $7,000 in credit card debt. That's not to mention the college debt.
Mm.
That's no way to start a life. Buy them A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich at akidsjourney.com. That's akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. That's 800-657-5066.
As we go into the email box, this one from Steven, he says, "Hey guys, I just started listening to your show after I ran across a webpage that referenced the Free State Project, which I find very interesting. I'd like to get your thoughts on what I call the kook factor, i.e. the Libertarian Party as well as the Reform Party and the Natural Law Parties, has great goals and ideals. However, are often infiltrated by well-meaning people that are either eccentric or obsessed with a particular issue of unorthodox nature that at the libertarian libertarian platform is conducive to. While these people have every right to be heard, they tend to convey the wrong impression to the at-large public and are probably the wrong choice for positions of leadership within the party. I've been to local libertarian meetings, and all too often it consists of one well-balanced, principled person surrounded by a majority of kooks. For example, Many people listen.
I think it's a better number than one, but okay.
But yes, I see where he's coming from. Mm-hmm. I, too, have been to the Libertarian Party meetings, and yes, there's definitely a kook contingent there. For example, many people listen to Libertarian Gun Nuts and conclude that Libertarians are okay with firing a submachine gun into a crowd of children so long as none of them are hit with the bullets. I don't think that anyone would really... I can't believe anyone would really think that from listening to a Libertarian Gun Nut. I don't think anybody who I've ever come across that is a libertarian that is for guns would ever suggest anything
does,
of that sort.
To some people, it seems like a really crazy stance that libertarians believe, say...
In gun freedom,
that you should be able to have a fully automatic Thompson submachine gun, you know, .45 caliber submachine gun. You should be able to have that.
Well, for the people...
I don't want one, but... I think that people should have them. They should be able to have them.
And the people that find that a crazy idea, I don't really think they're too liberty-minded. I don't really think that they're too receptive to the message of freedom.
What's the gentleman's name?
Stephen.
Stephen, I haven't listened to the whole email, and I may change my mind as far as we go, but, you know, you have radical ideas. You believe in freedom.
Mm-hmm.
These ideas are fringe in America.
Unfortunately, they are.
People believe that the government is what helps and saves them. I mean, I'm not fooled.
They're not wrong.
Impressed with the 9/11 crowd out there that you know wants to talk constantly about a catastrophe that occurred 5 years ago and you know its implications for our lives and all that stuff. I don't feel that forwards the issue
of liberty.
I agree
with you. And the one trick ponies, the one issue guys, I think they're probably detrimental to the movement, sure.
I don't think that somebody whose only issue is marijuana legalization is going to be is the kind of guy that I'm going to hang out with.
I don't think those people are libertarians. I think those are one-issue people that have found a crowd of people that agree with them on an issue, and they think they can use that crowd of people to advance their one issue.
It's quite possible. I think that if you believe in freedom and liberty, you have to make a stand for freedom and liberty. And, you know, maybe there'll be some weirdos that come around, but... I've been to Democratic Party meetings. There's weirdos there, too.
He says, I like most of the messages put forth on your talk show, and I love Ron Paul. I think the movement is chock full of eccentrics, some calling into your show, and you must recognize this. What's the best way to overcome this PR problem? I think many conservatives are dying to be libertarian, but they're afraid of being associated with a party that's affiliated with these aforementioned kooks.
The way to overcome the PR problem is to stand firm for liberty. You just keep on talking about liberty. You keep on talking about the issues that count to you. And will there be some nuts? Sure. But sooner or later, people will trickle in. It's obviously not going to be some huge movement. Otherwise, the Libertarian Party would have been successful in 1972, the year after they were formed. And they weren't.
People would have heard the Liberty message and would have said, oh my gosh, I've been waiting my whole life for this. This is the moment I've been waiting for to finally find a political party that agrees with me on everything.
And, you know, you and I don't agree on quite a few issues when it comes to liberty. You want no government. You believe that we're better served with, the free market solution to every issue.
Absolutely.
I don't believe that.
And by the way, I'd like to point out, it took me a good seven years to come to that position. Because when I became a libertarian, I signed an agreement. Because when you join the Libertarian Party, you have to sign a statement of principle that says, essentially, I don't support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. And when I signed that agreement, I knew what I was signing. I understood what I was signing. I understood that it meant certain things. But I didn't really have a firm grasp on the full extent of what it truly meant. Yeah, do you see where I'm coming from on this, Mark? I understood the meaning of the words.
Well, it sounds good.
And I agreed with them. It's just that I didn't fully realize what it was that I was getting into. I knew that was the direction I had to go. If I wanted to be a libertarian, if I liked these ideas, that was the direction I had to go in. It just took me 7 years to get to the full realization that what that statement means is that the government is not the answer. That's what that statement means.
It essentially is an anarchist statement. And
it is, and it took me 7 years to figure that out.
I probably wouldn't have figured it out, because I wouldn't have thought about it that much over that period of time, but... You informed me of what its implications are, and, you know, now I like the statement and everything. I can't abide it. But the point I was making is you and I disagree. If you had a strong, principled position that I will not associate with people who do not agree
with me 100%,
then we wouldn't have a radio show.
That's true.
it wouldn't be here.
Wouldn't be so, much of a movement.
And a lot of people listen to the radio show. I would say the majority. I'd go so far as saying the vast majority of the listeners agree with me as opposed to you. But that's just me. That's an opinion,
yeah.
Right? That they agree with me as opposed to you. And those people wouldn't be here listening to Ian's message.
No, they sure wouldn't.
So, you know, yeah, there's people out there that are fringe. I think Ian's weird.
Yeah.
But I do a show with him every single day. For one thing, I know that he's an extraordinarily talented talk show host, and in spite of his weird political views, he is going to be very, very popular. And I'd like to be popular, too, and I'm not the talk show host that Ian is. But, you know, you've got to ally yourself to some extent with kooks. I don't think that, I don't want to get on board with the 9/11 stuff. Really don't want to do it.
Heck no.
And, you know, a lot
of
people...
And those people, well, now the 9/11 people aren't necessarily libertarians. And I think the fact that they call this show so much confuses some people.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't, because we are on a network, where the Genesis Communications Network, that's our syndicate, that happens to have a lot of conspiracy shows on during every other time slot during the day. Free Talk Live is the one exception to that rule. We're their sort of their breakout show.
And we're breaking out.
And we are breaking out. We're the show that's on the 50,000-watt station down in South Florida. We're the show that's got an 18.2 in the ratings, which is...
In Florence, Alabama.
In Florence, Alabama, dominating the competition. So we're the ones that really people are listening to, that people want to hear. But unfortunately, we're still on the network where there's all these people listening that believe in the conspiracy theory. So naturally, they're more likely to call into Free Talk Live. Just because we have a certain contingent of callers doesn't mean that those people are part of the liberty movement at all. Now, to be fair, some of them are. Some of them are in the liberty movement,
yeah.
And that's fine, and we welcome. If you're a pro-liberty guy or lady, I don't care what your belief system is about the 9/11 attacks, as long as you're out there working for freedom,
mm-hmm.
as long as you're out there working towards more liberty and not out talking about your conspiracy theory all the time.
If you talk to me about it, I'm going to tell you what I think.
Sure.
Because I'm not going to tacitly agree with you. I'm not going to give you that the false impression that I agree with you on 9/11 if you're making claims that I just am not ready to abide.
But he says, what's the best way to overcome the PR problem of, as he perceives of it, as the kooks?
Sticking with liberty.
He says that many conservatives are dying to be libertarian but are afraid of being associated with a party that's affiliated with these aforementioned kooks. And I think you could reverse that and say many liberals are also afraid to be associated with the Libertarian Party for a variety of reasons as well. I want to explore those on the way. 800-259-9231 and what can be done to overcome the problem. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
And what about the discount, Jim?
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds. It keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
What about the discount, Jim?
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Yeah, but what about the discount, Jim?
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Come on, Jim.
All right. Well, now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Ha! Finally, Jim.
Just call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate, along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-0230 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-0230. 1-800-322-0230.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call if you make it now. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, completely free. So do enjoy those. They're on us, though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com to learn what that's all about. I am behind, again, Mark, the amplifiers have been coming in so quickly since last week with your whole coming out of the closet sort of thing. Not in a gay way, but the other coming out.
Right.
If you missed the show, then you should listen to last week's
episode. I'm a convicted felon.
Yes. We've gotten the biggest boost of support in the AMP program
right.
that I think we've had in a long time.
I don't know about you, but I haven't gotten one negative email.
I haven't.
Not one.
And it's just amazing.
I get negative emails all the time, people.
Yeah. It's amazing how well our listeners are standing behind us on this. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, our listeners certainly are.
So amp.freetalklive.com. Yeah. Let's say no more on that one. Amp.freetalklive.com is the place to go to learn about the AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is simple. If you like Free Talk Live, you like the message of freedom and liberty, you like the fact that we're spreading it six nights a week here on the show, and you want to help us get into more radio markets around the country, get on more people's internet connections, more people's MP3 players, AMP is the way to go. And it's simple. The idea is, since we give away all of the features on the website for free, up front, the archives, the Shrine of Female Listeners, the bulletin board system, the wiki, all those things completely free. As you put it before, Mark, the Free Talk Live website has more content on it than any radio talk show host website out there.
It's the biggest radio talk show website in the world.
It may very well be, and it is all completely free, so we do ask that you voluntarily support the show. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com and amp up for $3 a month. That's all it takes. You will get access to some perks, including the amplifier-only call-in lines, the amp-only archives, and more, all there, amp.freetalklive.com. And also, don't forget to do some shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com, where a percentage of your purchase goes to benefit the show. Back to Stephen's email, where he's concerned about the kook factor. He's saying that a lot of conservatives, in his mind, are dying to be libertarians, but are afraid of being associated with a party that's affiliated with these aforementioned kooks. And he gives a few examples of who he considers kooks. People, for instance, that are, he says, libertarian gun nuts, who just want to have all the firearms they can possibly have. For some reason, that scares conservatives. I'm not sure why that would scare a conservative. It would seem to me that conservatives are more scared by people like me, people who want to have legal drugs and legal prostitution and that sort of thing.
I want legal drugs and legal prostitution, too.
Right. Well, that's because you're a liberty-minded person,
yeah.
And you understand the principle.
I'm a libertarian, but I'm not a member of the party. And this guy's Brian, is that the guy?
This guy's Stephen.
Stephen.
Yeah.
Stephen, perhaps here's a solution for you. Don't join the Libertarian Party. Join
the Republican
Liberty Caucus.
Or the Democratic Freedom Caucus, if you're a Democrat.
I'm on both the Republican Liberty Caucus's message boards, Discuss and Action, and I never, ever see them talking about conspiracy stuff on there.
He's not talking about conspiracy stuff. He doesn't mention conspiracies at all.
I understand. He says kook stuff, and I'm a little vague on what that is. I'm probably half kooky from what this guy's point of view is.
Maybe
I don't know.
Maybe so.
And I'm giving you an option. Join the Republican Liberty Caucus. It's more conservative.
Well, I'm not even in the Libertarian Party technically anymore. I mean, I don't give them money anymore.
You don't give them money.
I'm a life member.
You're a life member because you gave them so much money at one point.
Right. At one point, which I no longer agree with the things that they're doing, and so that's why I don't give them any more money
right at
this point. So I, personally, am just a freewheeler. I'm somebody who'll support whoever I want to support. I'll support whoever the most liberty-oriented candidate is. I'll support
Ron Paul is running for president as a Republican.
Paul gets that nomination, I can't see not voting for him because he could win.
Right.
You know?
I mean, he's not a perfect libertarian. I'll still vote for him.
So, anyway, he says that he thinks that people are concerned with the kook problem in the party. Well, I don't even know if political parties are the solution anymore. I mean, I don't even know if that's the answer. This isn't, I don't know, maybe Stephen's made a mistake and he thinks that Free Talk Live is the mouthpiece for the Libertarian Party. No, it's not. In fact, the Republican Liberty Caucus has advertised with us in the past and the Libertarian Party has not.
It's a true statement.
I mean, I don't have any allegiance to anybody.
I would say the closest allegiance that we have is to the Free State Project. We are both proponents of the Free State Project.
But we're not even official spokespeople.
We are not spokespeople. No, we are not spokespeople for them, but we are proponents of them. We believe
sure
we are members. We've moved here. We've staked our welfare on
it. And since we've come here to the Free State, we've seen that the answer to freedom isn't necessarily in one political party or the other.
Mm-mm.
It's just in being principled and getting a message of freedom out there to people. However that might work, whether it be through Free Talk Live, whether it be through just networking with your friends and family members, or whatever the answer is.
Yeah, Stephen, I do. I now have the solution. I have the solution to your problem. Amp Free Talk Live.
That is a good. That is a good suggestion.
Because we're growing every day,
and if you like what we're doing,
we're going to spread the issue, the message of liberty. And if you want that to happen, send us a few dollars for advertising, marketing, and promoting our show.
I am I've pretty much given up on political parties.
I haven't entirely. I mean, from a national level, I hope.
But Now wait a minute. Yeah, you have to some extent, because you don't go to political meetings. You have never gone to a Republican, Libertarian, Democratic Freedom Caucus. You've never gone to any sort of political party meeting here in the Keene area.
Not in the Keene area. I've gone to Libertarian meetings, and I've gone to Democratic meetings, and I've gone to Republican meetings.
Here in New Hampshire?
No.
Okay. You don't have any activism.
But the RLC meetings are at 7 p.m.
I see where you're coming from.
So I can't go to them.
Okay.
But they know they can call me for anything.
Okay. Well, anyway, he says, what's the best way to overcome the PR problem? I would say, if you feel like you must get involved in the political party, then go and do it. And the best way to overcome it would be to get yourself involved and to get other people who also believe in the same things as you to be involved as well. Because if it's true that your political party is overrun, whether they're Republicans, Libertarians, or Democrats, or the Greens, or whoever, if it's true that they're overrun by kooks, then the only way to get it back is to go and
outpopulate
the take it back. Yes, outpopulate them and make them so angry that they go somewhere else. Or, alternatively, start your own political group or your own political party. I mean, start the Libertarian Party also. Or start the Stevens Freedom Party. You know, set up your own rules. Set up your own system. Set up your own requirements for membership. Don't allow them to control you. You control your situation. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, the political process is so messed up the nation, and I feel like it's so broken we can't do anything about it. I like the idea of the Free State Project. I know we can get people elected. We've done it.
Yes, we have.
Here in the Free State Project,
we're going to continue doing it.
There's like 80 members of the House of Representatives here in New Hampshire that are libertarians. The first Free Stater that moved here from out of the state got elected.
I don't think we have a problem with kooks in this state.
I don't know.
I don't think we have that problem here. But then again, as you point out, I don't know. I haven't been to a Libertarian Party meeting since back down in Florida.
I'd rather get liberty and, let's vote for liberty and I'll hash it out with the kooks on the way.
Yeah. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves even in these remaining moments. But I remember there was a guy down in Florida, a guy named Fred, and he was sort of the party kook.
Okay.
He
didn't seem that kooky when I talked to him, but okay.
He's kind of a kooky guy. He's sort of an old hippie dude.
Mm-hmm.
He carries a bowl around with him at all times, loaded with tobacco, not marijuana. And he'll just whip out what looks like a marijuana pipe at any sort of event that he's at and just start smoking a bowl.
Yeah.
He's just sort of a weird dude. He's sort of an eccentric, kind of a kooky guy. And when you go to the meetings, if you go to a party meeting and Fred shows up, then it's pretty much a guarantee that nothing's going to get done. Because for some reason, he is I almost believe he's a saboteur. Like, he'll go to the meetings and he'll bring up just the most inane points, the most useless, just sort of cannon fodder, if you will, just for discussion purposes, and he'll derail meaningful discussion. He'll mm-hmm. derail meaningful things that are happening, planning, ideas.
He's a bad leader.
He's not even a leader. He's just somebody who comes in to throw a monkey wrench
into
things.
It's a term that I've used, is that a bad leader will lead people away from what it is you're trying to accomplish.
He's negative, yes.
Yeah, like an anti-leader.
He's a negative force, exactly.
Yeah.
And so that's why I can understand where Stephen's coming from, in that there are these people out there who seem like their sole purpose in life is to obscure and to object and to stop things from happening. And it can be really frustrating when you come across these people in your groups. And if it's an open group that's open to the public, where you're encouraging people to show up and participate, then there's not much you can do about those things. You can't kick them out because it's a group that's open to the public. So that's why I say go out and start your own group. Start your own private group. I believe that competition is a good thing. You know, I'm a libertarian after all. I think a competitive marketplace, even in political parties, is important. If you're not satisfied with the Republican Liberty Caucus, if you're not satisfied with the Democratic Freedom Caucus or the Libertarian Party or whatever activism group you're in, start your own.
I don't know that. I don't know. Do you have?
You don't know what?
Starting your own political party.
I didn't say start your own political party. I said start your own group.
Hmm.
You can still be the Libertarians or the Republican Liberty Caucus. You could just be another arm or another wing, one that's more autonomous, one that...
Join the Free State Project. Get up here. It's the only chance.
But you're still going to have to do things when you get up here. And if you encounter people like this, don't let them bring you down. Do your own thing. Step away, break away, and start your own group. That's what I'm suggesting.
Okay.
It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Don't let them bring you down. Do what you've got to do to make yourself feel good about what you want. More tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. Good night. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.